A very good afternoon to you, and it is great to have your company. It is Art Week, and I'm dedicating the entire week's programs to the events, artists, shows, and fairs that are taking place in our city. Now, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome a full complement to the studio, some very different, interesting people here from the art scene around our region are joining us. Now, firstly, I'd like to introduce Paul Hewitt, the Managing Director of Growth Markets for Christie. Paul, wonderful to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to see you. And I'd also like to welcome Abdallah Al-Turki, the Creative Director for Edge of Arabia. Welcome.
Hello,
Abdallah.
Welcome. Thank
good
you
to
much.
See you. And also I'm welcoming Bashar Al-Shrugi, the Director of Quadra Art Gallery and a patron of Art Dubai.
Good to be back.
Well, welcome, welcome. Now, firstly, I guess I'd love to, Abdallah, if we could start with you. You're a major patron, an active collector in work from the region, and you're passionate about supporting and developing the contemporary arts in your home country, Saudi Arabia. I wonder if you could give us a bit of a taste of what defines the Saudi Arabian artist.
What defines the Saudi Arabian artist? I think... first of all, the Saudi contemporary art has been growing in the past few years, and what we've been doing in Edge of Arabia is that we've been working on providing a platform to showcase contemporary Saudi artists. In Saudi, we don't have the right infrastructure to showcase these artists, whether if it was the institutional support such as museums or the commercial support such as galleries. With the project, we try to showcase these artists and nourish the talents. Obviously, most of the artists, because the lack of infrastructure, they have dual personalities, I would say, or dual responsibilities. So they do have a full-time job during the day, whether if he was a practitioner or he's a lieutenant colonel in the army or works for an oil company. And during the evening or during the free time, they work as an artist. And this by itself, or like this dual personality, has affected the work that or the body of work that they produce. And you can see that they're their full-time jobs has actually or have influenced their ideas or influenced their production or the thoughts or the topics that they discuss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when it comes to looking at that region's work, I wonder, Paul, from Christie's, are you keeping an eye on the Saudi market and how things are growing there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And... as you may know, Christie's have been doing auctions here in Dubai for the last 6 years, but we were privileged enough in 2011 to be involved working with Edge of Arabia and Abdullah and his team to raise in a charity auction over $1 million for Edge of Arabia and supporting more Saudi artists. And as we continue to expand in the region, we are keeping our eye on all these emerging markets, but Saudi is very much at the forefront at the moment.
I guess I'm just curious to see, I just picked up on something that you said there, Abdallah. They have dual personalities as far as they have dual responsibilities with work because of the infrastructure, but I wonder if there's also dual personalities in the work that they're producing within the community, whether it's work that they know that can be showed within the kingdom or whether the work that's going to be exported out, whether there is a dual kind of creative flow coming out of Saudi Arabia?
Well, the artists, the Saudi artists, they have a mature level of expression and world-class production levels, so which identifies them and differentiates them in the region. Most of the, as I said, most of the of their work has been affected by their own personal lives. Mm. And but most of the topics that they discuss are global and global topics that they cater for the Saudi market and as well for the local market and the regional market and the international mm-hmm. market as well. Mm-hmm. So they tap on subjects that that relates to general ideas. So it's not site specific or not Saudi specific, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's from my end, I think it's quite interesting to look at the Saudi artists
not as Saudi artists, not as Middle Eastern artists, but when we show these artists at Quadro, we represent an international stable of artists. And when I look at these artists, they sit very comfortably within the contemporary stable of artists that we represent. So when you come in and actually view these works, if you didn't know that these artists were from Saudi Arabia or from the Middle East, they would very much hold their weight within an international context. And I think that's quite interesting to point out.
Mm-hmm. And is it what about the attraction of collectors? Is being a Saudi artist actually gaining more attention at the moment for collectors?
I mean, from our end, I think it is because of international platforms, because of the efforts of people like Edge of Arabia taking Saudi art to international destinations and really positioning Saudi art at the highest
stages or platforms.
Not just stages, but the platforms that will get them the most impact.
Yep.
And because of that, it's platforms like the Venice Biennale, the Berlin Biennale, the Istanbul Art Fair. It's because they're positioned at those times, the attention to Saudi art is quite high. Mm. And that really has trickled down to the market now does have an eye on Saudi Arabia. And I think both on the primary and the secondary market, both for us as gallerists and for, you know, Christie's sitting right on my left here, there is a lot of attention on Saudi art and a lot of demand for it as well.
And is it because of the curiosity of understanding where the works come from and the stories behind the art? Paul, I wonder, what are collectors asking for when they are seeking out work from Saudi Arabia?
I'd echo what my friends across the table have been saying. I think it's a combination of things. It's the intrinsic quality and interest of the art. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think Saudi has had in the early stages a sort of an exotic resonance to it. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, the artists are now recognized. And the most expensive work that we sold in this charity auction that I mentioned to you was purchased for over $800,000 by a recognized international collector who's putting it into a private collection. And I think that speaks for itself. It's not Saudis supporting Saudi art because it's Saudi. It's international collectors supporting it because it's of great quality.
And Abdallah, I wonder if you can talk to us a little bit about the investment that's going into the art scene and the art community and the art culture in Saudi Arabia.
Well, it's different in Saudi. It's nothing similar to the UAE, where you have the all the museum projects that's happening in Abu Dhabi. It's more grassroots and more bottom to top than top to down. And I think it's mainly private initiatives that's been arising in Saudi. The government is also supporting the local cultural and local art scene. Last year we saw the first national Saudi Pavilion in Venice, where two Saudi artists, two female Saudi artists, represented the kingdom for the first time in the world's most important art platform, working with the Saudi female curator as well. So you can see that the government is also trying to slowly tap into the cultural market and invest in the cultural growth of the kingdom. On the Eastern Province, the largest oil company in the world, which is Saudi Aramco, are also building a cultural center. These projects are slowly getting into the kingdom and investing in the infrastructure or the education level before investing in the commercial platform, like as we see here in Dubai, where you see all the galleries and the auction houses present. Mm-hmm. So it's a different approach, but it's slowly growing, and I think it will reach there. And also the level of creativity in the kingdom, whether it's artists, photographers, filmmakers, video makers, is growing and increasing. I mean, drastically, or in a very fast pace.
Yeah.
And this will also produce a new generation of creativity and establish a creative economy in the Saudi market, which is essential for building the whole cultural scene.
Well, I guess if we could just talk a little bit about Art Dubai, how many artists are you bringing here, and how important is the relationship for your organisation, Edge of Arabia, to have with Art Dubai?
We showed in Art Dubai last year. We had the show, the Edge of Arabia show, during Art Dubai. This year, we're actually coming back, launching a book about 12 of the Saudi artists that we've been working with. It's a story about the lives of these 12 artists, and it also documents all the exhibition that we've done in the past since 2008. Up until our latest exhibition in January, which was in Jeddah. Mm-hmm. So it's a fully illustrated book that will document all of the artworks, and as well documents all of the exhibitions that we've made. Mm-hmm. And I think it will be the first book to document these artworks and put them all in one publication. There is a lot of Saudi artists represented in different galleries who are participating in Art Dubai, whether it's Quadro Gallery sitting next to me here, or it's Arthur Gallery who are participating in the fair. And as I said, it's still a growing market, so the number of galleries representing the Saudi artists are still growing as well.
Mm-hmm. And Basha, you mentioned before that the artists that you are bringing that you represent at your gallery can stand alongside artists that are more recognised but are of equal quality. Is it now that there is a demand that it's just volume that isn't around, that there is so much demand now, an interest in Saudi artists, that you just need to get some more volume coming out?
I think it's interesting. To me, it's never been a question of actually finding the collectors to place the work with. It's always a question of actually getting the artists and getting the amount of work that can actually meet the demand. The artists that we work with really take a very long time to conceptualize the shows, and as Abdullah has said, they're actually communicating with very mature voices, and it takes them a very long time to actually conceptualize a series or conceptualize a body of work and then to produce it. So artists like Manal Al-Dwayan, for example, really takes a full year, if not more, to come up with a new series. The new series, for example, that she's showing now is called Collective Memory, and the subtitle underneath it is actually If I Forget You, Do Not Forget Me. Manal is basically telling us, in her own way, the story of the first generation of oilmen that built the Saudi oil industry. So in a very contemporary way, she doesn't really look at this in a nostalgic way, but in a very contemporary way, these photographs tell the story of the first generation of men and women that built the Saudi oil industry. And when you see these pieces, they really give you an insight into a community, into a place where very few people have access. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think of an oil company, you think of the oil industry. It's something that there's almost a barrier. You can't see beyond that. You just think big oil. But she really brings you right in and shows you these individuals. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it takes a long time for her to come up with the concept, for her to shoot, for her to do the interviews, to sit down with the people, to really extract content out of there. And I'm really happy because they're not really artists that are just churning work. No, they're really focusing on concept and on production levels, which mm-hmm. is very important.